It's deck days at Lowe's, and the savings are stacked. Right now, pros get 15% off all in-stock composite decking from top brands like Trex, TimberTech, and Deckorators. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. The deck's stacked in your favor with brands pros trust. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Clan Radio, Brayhead Clan losing by 5-3 tonight against Nottingham Panthers. On the line to talk to me about it is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, a creditable performance by all accounts. What was your take on the game tonight?
Well, it was pretty tough, you know. Good start. Obviously, we had a good first period there, but we lost. You as your captain and Stephen Meyer in the first 4.5 minutes, and then you lose Peter at the bottom end of the period, and then McKeever gets a 14-minute penalty for a hit to the head. It sure makes it tough to compete against a team like Nottingham with those guys out of the lineup.
You mentioned the fact that Matt Keith and Scott Pitt were injured. What's the latest with them? What can you tell us?
Keith are still in the hospital here. We'll hope to get him up later tonight. The bus is heading back now. We'll find out the news there. It doesn't look very good. And then Pitt has suffered an upper body injury.
Right, okay. So in terms of tomorrow night's game against Fife, are we likely to see either or both of them tomorrow, do you think, at this time?
Well, definitely won't be seeing Keith, and it's doubtful for Pitt at this point.
Okay. On the positive side, Chris Holt and Neil Trim returned to the team tonight. How do you feel they adapted to the team tonight?
Yeah, we threw Holt in there fully. Fully has got some back spasms going on. So Holt stepped in tonight. I thought he looked pretty strong. It's a tough game to go into. That Trimmer looked good. He made things happen in the power play, obviously creating that 5-on-3 goal at Levitt. Yeah, and all in all, I'm pretty proud of the way the guys battled. I mean, we had chances to get back in that game, but when you got, eight forwards and 5D, it sure makes it tough against a team like that. And then we just kind of couldn't get equalized, and then obviously they saw the game out. So pretty frustrating night, all in all, because I did feel that we started off well. We had a good first period. And I think had we were able to stay injury free and get guys not kicked out, it would have been a different scoreline.
So how much of a difference does that make your plans for the Fife game tomorrow night? You're going to have to sit down and look at things and see if you'll have to come up with something different?
Well, first we'll analyze and figure out what we have in our lineup, and then we'll go from there. As of right now, it's just about getting some fluid and some food and not getting back to Brayhead, and then we'll see in the morning here and where we're at, and our medical team will have a look and definitely look at Peter and see what's going on there, and and we'll build from there. But like I said, I'm pretty proud of the group here. It's a tough building to go. It's hot and lots of people, pretty rowdy crowd, and we fought all the way to the end. We just couldn't find a way to equalize that scoreline.